News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, US President Donald Trump has agreed to extend a deadline to negotiate tariffs with the European Union until the 9th of July. This comes after the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she had a good call with Trump last night. And John Fitzgerald, Adjunct Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin, joins us now. John, now it's July 9th. On Friday, it was the 1st of June. The erraticism and the flip-flopping here, this uncertainty creates a problem, doesn't it, despite whatever date tariffs may or may not be applied?
Yeah, but it particularly affects anybody who wants to invest in. You just don't know whether you invest in Europe or you invest in the US, or you invest at all. So I think this is bad for the US, it's bad for Europe, and it looks as if it's going to go on. Looking at the kind of agreements that have been reached, agreements in inverted commas between the US and, say, the UK, there'll be very limited agreements which may give Trump something that he can trumpet, but it just is not good for anybody. And I think that the fact that it's not good for the US and the complications for the US, if they go ahead with it, may modify eventually the US approach.
Yeah, you would question why the US is doing something that will also hurt US trade globally and all of that. The AIB's Economic Outlook Report for May 2025, John, has said that we're already hurting. The economy is already struggling, despite the tariffs, not these 50% tariffs, which are obviously enormous, not being laid on us yet, because of, I suppose, the climate that this creates. You would therefore agree with that?
Yeah, if you want to expand a plant to produce pharmaceuticals in Ireland, and a lot of them are going to go to the US, would you go ahead and invest? No, you wouldn't. You'd wait and see how all this will play out. And this chaos may continue for all of the Trump term. So that it will affect investment in particular. The thing about Ireland, a quarter of our exports go to the US. It's very important to us. The vast bulk of them, in value terms, are pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
But a lot of the pharmaceuticals produced in Ireland, they're not produced anywhere else in the world. And it would take a number of years to set up a plant in the US to produce them in the US. So the US will just end up paying, US users of pharmaceuticals from Ireland will just end up paying the
yeah, so if there's a 50% tariff, it doesn't really make sense. And therefore, John, can you explain to us or can you see any logical reason for the current economic policy of the Trump administration when it will harm also US consumers? It will add to inflation in the US. It could add to unemployment in the US. So can you see any logical reason for these tactics other than maybe trying to strong arm other countries into bending the knee?
No, this is bad for the US. It's madness from an economic point of view. So it makes it difficult to deal with another administration which,
if they're behaving illogically.
Yeah, like from their own point of view, it's mad. So how do you deal with that? So the rest of the world is, I think, needs to get together and strengthen trade with itself. If the US wants to shoot itself in the foot, then so be it. Let's try and minimize the damage to the rest of the world, which, like the stories today about completing the Canada-European
yeah.
free trade deal. Now, that's tiny in comparison to our trade with the US, but those are the kinds of things we do need to do.
And in your view, you know, because when I saw the 50% tariffs on Friday, I'm always bored of hearing Trump sort of bang the desk at this point. I was kind of thinking, do we just need to start distancing ourselves from the US in some way as a trade partner because it's so difficult to deal with currently? Or is that even possible?
Well, you can't distance. You've got to interact with them. He's saying, "Oh, well, postponing the tariffs for a month while we have negotiations," and very possibly there will be what he will trumpet as a deal at the end of it. But it will be minimal, and there will still be, even if some temporary agreement is reached, because of the erratic nature of the US administration, you can't rely on it.
No.
So that, who would invest for the next 2 years and when Trump will be gone in 3.5? It really makes it difficult for people, for companies.
John, that AIB report, it also said that they believe the Irish economy has built up resilience and that we can withstand potential trade shocks in the short term. And it has forecast growth here, modified domestic demand growth, so sort of the real economic growth, 2.3 this year, 2% next year, and 2.6% in 2027. So no signs of recession, etc. Do you agree with that? Do you think we are resilient enough that we will continue to grow in the face of all of this?
We will continue to grow, but this uncertainty, it may have a longer term impact. Like, if you're producing a drug in Ireland, and that's the only place it's produced, it'll go to the US, and there won't be no change in production here. But if you're in a pharmaceutical company wanting to invest, do you just say, I'll hold off investing? So that may affect the pipeline of investment, and therefore growth in the medium term, not just in Ireland, but in the US as well.
Okay. And maybe lastly, John, obviously there's been this sort of a stay of execution that it's not now happening on the 1st of June. It's now pending or failing to reach agreement. There will be 50% tariffs on the 9th of July. How likely do you think that we will see something cobbled together in the interim? Is that the scenario here? And I mean, some of the things Trump wants us to do away with, like VAT, simply probably not possible, but do you see us cobbling some kind of a negotiated agreement with them, or do you think these tariffs will actually come into force?
I think that there will be some attempt to cobble something together. If there's something cobbled together, it'll be minimal. But if it staves off this lunacy, so be it. But if you wanted to do a major deal, that's not something you can do overnight. It takes a long time to get it right. So I think you'll see something papering over the cracks, but it's papering over the cracks from the American point of view. If Trump can claim a victory and can go back to a more stable situation, so be it. But we've only had 4 or 5 months of this kind of behavior. So getting used to it and wondering how he's going to behave in the longer term, very difficult.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is John Fitzgerald there, Adjunct Professor in Economics at Trinity College in Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.